One of the things I like about being a priest is to be able to take communion to people when they're ill or homebound. I get to go to someone's house and we have a little time to chat and get to know each other, and then we share Holy Communion. Many years ago, there was a couple in my church, and the woman had a lung disease, and so she had to stay there at home where her oxygen machine was. So I would take communion to them once a month. Third Thursday, 2 p.m. was my time. And every time I went, we would have a little time before communion, and the husband would tell me a story. And he was a retired policeman, and his son was a cop in a small town, and so he would tell me a story, and it almost invariably was a story of about how his son had caught some bad guy and brought him to justice, and he'd been punished. And so then we would go on and we'd have communion, and I would read a story from the gospel. Usually a story about Jesus healing someone or forgiving someone or teaching someone. And as the months went on, I began to realize that the husband and I were sort of in competition with each other on our stories. He would tell a story of judgment, and I would tell a story of mercy. He would tell a story of punishment, and I would tell a story of forgiveness. I suppose he thought that since I was a pastor, that I was kind of, you know, soft-hearted and soft on sin. And so he felt like it was his duty to give me a little dose of reality and tell me how things really were. And I thought that maybe he was just a little too hard-hearted and a little too tough. Well, I think his God was a God of judgment, and my God was a God of mercy. And you know, if you look in the Bible, you can find a God of judgment and a God of vengeance. But you can also find a God of mercy and a God of grace. So which is it? Is God a God of judgment, or is God a God of mercy? Now, in the gospel story today, it's pretty clear that John the Baptist has a God of judgment. John the Baptist is convinced that the Messiah is going to come with fire and the Holy Spirit, and he's warning people to flee from the wrath to come. He says the axe is lying at the root of the tree. It's going to be very soon. It's going to be a harvest, and the chaff is going to be burned with unquenchable fire. But in today's story, he is in prison. He has denounced Herod the ruler because of Herod's choice of a wife, and Herod has thrown him in prison. And this is not a modern jail facility with a Department of Corrections. This is something pretty rough. Probably a stone cellar with iron bars, and it's dank and dark and dreary. And as he spends the weeks and the months there in the darkness alone, he begins to doubt himself, and he falls into despair. And so when his disciples come to visit, he says, "Go and ask Jesus, are you going to come with fire? Are you the Messiah that I thought you were? Where's the judgment?" When they come to Jesus, Jesus doesn't give them the answer that John expected. Jesus says, "Tell John what you hear and see. The blind receive their sight, the deaf hear, the dead are raised, the lame walk, and the poor are given good news." In other words, the Messiah is not the Messiah that you thought. It's not a Messiah of judgment, but it's a Messiah of grace and compassion. Well, John is in prison, but prison isn't just a physical place. Prison can also be a state of mind. And I'd like to share another story about a person in prison. Once upon a time, long ago, there was a locksmith who lived in a small village. And one day he went to the big city, and while he was there, he was falsely arrested for a conspiracy to overthrow the government, and he was thrown into prison. Being a locksmith, he tried to pick the lock on his cell. But he didn't know the pattern of the lock, and so he was unsuccessful. His wife loved him very much, and she traveled to the city to visit him every day. And during her visits, she got to know the guards of the prison. And then she got to know the wives of the guards. And through the wives, she learned what the pattern of the lock was. Well, she couldn't tell her husband what the pattern was because they were never left alone during her visits. So she went back home to her village, and she wove a prayer rug for her husband to use. And she brought it back, and she gave it to the jailer and said, "Would you please give this to my husband so that he doesn't wear out his knees on the hard floor of the prison when he's saying his prayers?" And the jailer looked at it, and it was a geometric design, and so he said, "All right." So every day, the locksmith would kneel on the prayer rug and say his prayers, and he was comforted because his wife cared for him so much. And one night, when he was saying his prayers, he looked at the rug, and he realized that in the pattern of the weaving of the rug was the pattern of the lock. So the very next night, he picked the lock successfully, and he walked out of prison into the cool night air, into the arms of his wife. And they went home to the village, and they lived happily ever after. That's right. Well, this story is a metaphor for the spiritual life. You know, we can be locked into a prison of our own making. We have our own jailer, which is our inner voice of judgment. And we also have the key to get out of our prison, and that is the voice of compassion and love that's represented by the locksmith's wife. So it depends on which one we listen to. So if you were to tell a story about God, would it be a story about a God of judgment, or would it be a story about a God of mercy and compassion? They're both in the Bible. You can choose which one you want. So I'll leave that up to you. Amen.